These were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Rock and roll.
It seems like we're coming through this earthquake in fairly good shape, although the damage, economic loss, the cost of repairing cracks, fallen brick, and damage to buildings could run over $1 billion.
We have a lot of markets, and we know that animals that have gone through those markets have been infected. And therefore, it's feasible that a number of those markets have foot and mouth disease virus present, and we will have to take steps to eliminate it.
My suspicion is that it is something which has been illegally brought in from somewhere in Asia, but that could have happened anywhere in the world. That can happen tomorrow in the United States, that can happen in Australia, that can happen anywhere. So I don't blame the British for that.
Iraq, the aggressor, sits stranded, its people and children put at risk by a regime which also puts at risk the people and children of the entire region by threatening to rebuild its army and manufacture weapons of mass destruction.
On the 10th anniversary, where you take stock, I mean, Saddam Hussein is more powerful than he was before, but you bomb him here and there with no legality, you become the bad guy, and Saddam Hussein becomes the good guy. And you legitimize Saddam Hussein in the eyes of the Iraqis and all the Arab world.
What Napster said today, which they have been essentially denying for the last year, was that they actually could filter out unauthorized songs.
Sony, America Online, Vivendi, Universal, EMI, evidenced again they want to shut Napster down. The way they're doing that is to insist on an injunction that is impossible to comply with.
I hope you'll join me in standing firmly on the side of the people. See, the growing surplus exists because taxes are too high and government is charging more than it needs. The people of America have been overcharged, and on their behalf, I'm here asking for a refund.
Nobody's crystal ball is that good. Just ask Texas. 2 years ago, using rosy forecasts, then Governor Bush signed a budget that cut taxes by $1.8 billion. But his budget projections were wrong. And today, Texas faces a serious budget shortfall. If his budget predictions now are as faulty as they were then, his tax cut would bring huge deficits, increase the national debt, and put our economy back in the ditch.